Right across this country of ours, we hear it constantly, that there are too few physicians, and it all begins with a shortage of family doctors. 6 million Canadians without a family doctor, and as I often say, that means the first link in the chain is compromised. The first link in the healthcare chain. But I wanted to share this with you because it is a growing story in the province of Alberta. And I would imagine the dynamic is also playing itself out in other provinces, perhaps not to the extent that it is in Alberta. Here's a little bit of from a global news story. Don Agnew, 69, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in February 23. He received the results of a biopsy, but never had a follow-up with an oncologist. The Cross Cancer Institute in Edmonton eventually called the Agnew family in April of 2023 to set up a follow-up appointment. Don, however, didn't make it to the appointment, according to his son. He died on May the 6th. We received a call from the Cross Cancer Center about 10 days before my father passed in hospice, and that's too late, Mark Agnew said. Experts from the Alberta Medical Association say the number of oncologists in Alberta is not keeping pace with the province's aging population and its surge of newcomers, despite an increasing number of cancer cases. That has to be absolutely terrifying and so difficult for doctors and those who are providing cancer care to know that they have to deal with. Let's talk to the president of the Alberta Medical Association, Dr. Paul Parks. Joins us on the Roy Green Show. Dr. Parks, thank you for taking the time.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That story about Mr. Agnew, is that, how typical is that?
Unfortunately, I wish I could say it was rare, but it isn't. It's becoming more and more typical and more common, and we're just hearing more and more stories of delays of access, and our targets to see a cancer specialist, for example, when you get a new worrisome diagnosis of a cancer is 4 weeks target time, and obviously sooner better than that even. But we are regularly now seeing patients waiting 8, 10, 12, and even out to 16 weeks, like 4 months waiting to see a specialist. And we're learning and hearing of more cases, unfortunately, where some of these patients could have had like completely curable cancers, and by the time they see the specialist, they're only treatable and no longer curable. And then we do have cases like that where, unfortunately, their disease progresses before they even see their specialist.
So how does this happen? Is it demographics? Is it population growth? Is it physicians leaving the province and going somewhere else? How does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, as with everything in healthcare, it's complex. But yes, to kind of all the things you mentioned, in the sense of, you know, it's a combination of in simple terms, supply and demand. The demand is just going up and up. And some of the reasons the demand's going up is because of population growth, of course, and also people are aging and living a lot longer. And as you do age, your risk of getting cancers goes up over time. And but the other piece, which is a bit of a positive for sure, is that when we can give amazing care when you get access, and we can keep people alive a lot longer and a lot healthier with cancer when we initiate treatments. And so that means that more people need to access the cancer specialists, and the ones that do get access have to access them more and more and see them for longer, for years at a time even sometimes. So it's just simply the demand has been growing, and then add to that in Alberta that we have not been competitive and have not been, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, Alberta kind of took a turn and it was not a place where physicians were valued and recruited and wanted to come, and we haven't caught up with that. And now we just are way behind on our supply of all physicians, but our cancer specialists in particular.
So you have the infrastructure and you have the tools, if I understand it correctly. By the tools, I mean the operating rooms and the medications that are required. You just don't have the doctors you need. And I don't mean just don't have the doctors. You don't have the numbers of doctors oncologists that are required. So how's that addressed? How can that be addressed in 2024?
Well, and again, I say it is simply, you know, supply and demand in the sense of, if you look at across Canada is short of these cancer specialists, and everywhere is trying to compete for a very you know, limited supply of these highly specialized trained physicians, and so the only way we can really kind of address that is obviously long term is increasing how many we train, you know, and kind of changing our med schools and doing a lot of things that will take a long term. But in Alberta, the other thing right now is we truly are competing with our neighboring, like BC is really, they're creating regional cancer centers, and they're really aggressively recruiting. So is Ontario. And right now, when you have a limited supply of physicians, they can choose where they go. And unless Alberta is competitive, and unless Alberta has, you know, competitive funding, but also the resources and the team and all of the cancer care kind of centers around them, then we're not going to be able to be competitive and recruit. And I think we have all the components, other than we are not being competitive on the funding side is a major issue. So we need Albertans to, you know, understand that and tell the premier and the minister and the government that it's a priority, that we absolutely need to do better on our you know, safe and timely delivery of cancer care.
It's a very frightening story for a population to know this is happening. You know, I can go and be diagnosed, and I'm told what kind of cancer I have, and I know what the treatment is. I just can't be treated because we don't have enough doctors. And if I understand you correctly, given the dynamics of the situation now, it's not going to get any better in the short term. I mean, I don't want to be a pessimist here, but is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think it's fair for sure. And I think that's why we're being quite vocal and advocating about it, because it is, if you really think about that in the simplest terms of, you know, an Albertan that has a new mass in their breast or on their, you know, liver or kidney, and they get this diagnosis, that's devastating all by itself. But then the uncertainty of, well, what does that mean? What's the treatment plan? What's going to happen? How's it going to affect my life? And then to think you have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks before you can have your first contact with a specialist that can, you know, really tell you, is this something that can be treated? This is what the treatment process is going to look like. And that uncertainty and unknowing is tough all by itself. But then we do know that increases, you know, the negative outcomes. Every week that delays increases the negative outcomes. And so, yeah, it's you know, pessimistic and negative that we're in this situation right now, but it is within our ability to change the narrative and be competitive, and we have to regain the Alberta advantage for healthcare.
Here's the difficult, well, they're all difficult questions, and that is, do doctors find themselves having to make the very unpleasant and very difficult decision about who then receives the cancer treatment? We have limited doctors. We have the resources we require. We just don't have the doctors we require. Are you forced to make a decision on this patient will receive the care and this patient will do the best we can for?
Yeah, unfortunately, the answer to that is yes. And that's very distressing for everybody. And I mean, obviously devastating for patients. And it's very hard for the cancer specialists who go into that role to, you know, provide the best care for everybody. But the answer is yes. When you have long wait times now, they have to triage and they have to basically say, listen, we're going to try to speed up the Albertans that have cancers that are going to have the best chance of getting, you know, really good outcomes. And then there are cases where they, you know, they'll push off. They still want to see the patients, but they push off the first contact because they have to make difficult decisions. And it does have real impact, and it really is unfortunate.
Yeah. Dr. Parks, I really appreciate you coming on the program. Thanks for joining us today.
No, thanks very much. And it's important we're talking about this.